Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Jocelyn Sambira at United Nations headquarters in New York. Coming up in this week's program, gymnastics help girls from South Sudan heal from war-related trauma. And a minister from Sierra Leone is helping to protect young girls from female circumcision. But first, around the world, some 61 million children of primary school age go without an education, and 35% of them live in 32 countries affected by conflict, according to UN estimates. Girls remain 1.5 times more likely than boys to be excluded from primary school. In addition, millions of children do not have basic reading, writing, and math by the time they reach 4 years of age, and the quality of education is a major concern. During Wednesday's UN high-level SDG action event on education, experts discussed how to advance Sustainable Development Goal 4, which seeks to advance the realization of the fundamental human right to education and its implementation. For UN Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed, the world has missed the mark. "We have to address education for all," she stressed.
From Dakar to New York, we've missed the opportunity of putting children at the center of what is a right. We've missed so many girls, but we've also missed the boys, and that education has to happen for two. So if we want to create the opportunity for young people to grow and to lead their countries, then education is key to that.
The type of education is also important, Ms. Mohammed said. Saul Mwami of Tanzania was the first of six youth speakers to address the high-level event. He's also the founder of a nonprofit organization, Building Africa's Future Foundation. His parents have never been to school, but they sent him and his sister to school, inspiring him and showing him the importance of education. Women play a big role in developing their communities, which is why Saul believes girls should get an education.
Because if the girls get educated, therefore we'll get educated women in the future. So educated women will yield to educated children because they will be knowing the importance of education. So they play a great role in making sure that their children get access to quality education.
SDG 4 also argues that giving girls the same education as boys is critical in achieving gender equality, reducing child mortality, delaying marriage, and generating female leaders, amongst other factors that contribute to societal progress. Participants at the high-level event also agreed that it was important to teach young people about the SDGs, including the 126 million children who will turn 18 in 2030, the UN's deadline to reach these goals. Protecting girls from forced or underage initiations like female circumcision has always been a focus of Sylvia Blyden, Sierra Leone's Minister of Gender and Social Affairs. She made the remarks on the margins of a disability conference at UN headquarters in New York that was held in June. Sierra Leone is one of the 28 African countries where the procedure is practiced, according to the World Health Organization, or WHO. Ms. Blyden has worked with police officers to rescue girls who face circumcision, which is the partial or full removal of their external genitalia as part of a ritual or in preparation for marriage. She sat down with Liz Scafidi to discuss this issue and women's equality, as well as how she has made history as the youngest person to lead a political party in her country.
Yes, against for the girl child, I respect the rights of adult women if they want to get themselves caught. But I'm very fierce and vehement in protecting the girls. So my focus has always been protect the girls, respect the women. So if a woman above the age of 18 years, an adult woman, decides to go the way of her ancestry, we don't make a fuss about it. But if somebody takes a girl under the age of 18 and go and initiate her, even if the girl says she wants to be initiated, we make a big fuss out of it.
And what does that mean, you make a fuss? What do you do?
We haven't had a situation yet where we actually have to go and get someone who has been initiated. But what we have done is to remove girls before they're initiated. And it's been quite spectacular. We utilize female police officers who are members of the secret society, and they go into the secret enclave and get the girls out. And we have had tremendous success. And considering what it used to be like before and what it is now, I think this government has really had tremendous success in protecting our girls.
That's wonderful. So when you take out the girls and you put them in the secret place, How long do you hold them until you release them to their families again?
Basically, what we do is we engage the entire community. First of all, there's an ongoing, we've had massive sensitization, all financed solely by the government of Sierra Leone, all over the country, sensitizing people about the need to protect the girls. So when these things happen, it is the women themselves who normally come and report to us that, oh, so-and-so girl has been taken into the enclave. So we go in and we get the girls out and we involve the community in making sure the girls do not go back in. And a lot of times, these things happen outside the knowledge of the parents. It's normally done with maybe the grandmothers or the older relatives. So then we get the parents involved in making sure the girls are now protected and are not taken back into the enclave.
You were the founder, CEO, and publisher of Sierra Leonean newspaper Awareness Times. Can you tell us how it felt to be the only female news publisher in the nation?
Sierra Leone is quite a patriarchal country where the men dominate. So when you're a woman who's assertive and you hold your own opinions, and not only do you hold your own opinions, you actually put pen to paper and you write what your opinions are. Oh boy, it's not easy. So it has been quite an interesting ride, but it's made me become a stronger person and also gave me fantastic name recognition because I was already a little bit famous, but then being the woman who could come forward and articulate and quote-unquote beat men in arguments, it made me pretty much famous all over the country. It has been a roller coaster ride.
A group of talented girls from different ethnic groups in Yei Town are helping promote love, peace, and unity in diversity through gymnastics. They play, sing in unison, and climb on each other's backs while they perform their routines. The club, launched by the NGO Spring of Peace and a group of civil affairs officers serving with the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, seeks to teach these girls new skills and instill hope. Not only do these girls get to entertain their audience, but they also get to release stress and help heal trauma created by the ongoing civil war. Amira Aisha Ibrahim is a member of the gymnastics club.
I feel very excited because I can manage to carry a friend on my back. That means I can manage to lift difficulties of life. And when we came to gymnastics, we came as one from various schools. We got to know each other. We're now friends. You can interact with each other when you meet on the way in various places. That's what gymnastics is all about.
The fitness program not only helps hone the skills of young girls, said James Mugo, UNMISS Civil Affairs Division officer, but it also helps them develop coping mechanisms for the countless challenges they face in their lives.
And the fact that they started with young girls is also quite encouraging because young girls face a lot of challenges. So it really encourages them to grow up and enhance their skills, not just in promoting peace and reconciliation, but also for their future.
Mugo said that he often visits the club to encourage the girls to focus on their education amidst challenges caused by the war. The gymnastics club has created a space where girls from different ethnic groups can come together and mingle to foster peace across these groups, a key priority for UNMISS. It's all about coexistence, says the executive director of Spring of Peace, Aligo Morris Apollo.
As they climb on each other, that shows the tolerance because you feel the pain, but you're able to tolerate not until that person comes down. If that person does not have the spirit of tolerating, you should have just checked herself and then the other person falls down if you have bad heart on that person. But it's just because of their love, because of their tolerance. They also forgive each other. They reconcile. Like when somebody has stepped on you, you'll be able to forgive that person and say sorry so that you continue to coexist together.
Currently, Spring of Peace only works with girls, but Mr. Apollo said that there are plans to introduce a club for boys. Meanwhile, Amira had a message for parents in South Sudan.
Parents, don't force your children to marriage. We girls, we have a future. We have dreams. We have hopes in this life. Sometimes people say girls are just a waste of time. They're just a waste of resources, but that's not true. We're also human beings, the same rights with boys. And sometimes you may find, like in my class, girls are leading.
You've been listening to UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jocelyn Sambira.